How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in hour number three of Morning Drive. And when you put on CBS yesterday and you flipped on Channel 5 and you saw Andrew Catalan and James Lofton on the call for CBS, you should have realized you were in for a doozy. And I knew, boys, I'm telling you, the moment I saw Jim Wyatt tweet that Roger Saffold was the game day captain, I knew that this was not going to end well.
Only in sports talk radio do you get to have takes like that. I love it.
Unbelievable.
Love it. Completely irrelevant to the outcome of the game, but I love it.
But think about this. Like, you are a $44 million whiff, and they said somebody came up with a great idea to say, well, you know what, let's have Roger Saffold be the captain today. Because he's played so well through five games that he should lead us out. Why don't you lead us out onto the field, Big Rog? Unimaginative, unproductive, uninspiring, unwatchable.
I think you should be Big Rog from now on.
Big Rog.
We got Big Rog and Taylor on the left side. We got God knows what on the right side.
And then Taylor, you know, I mean, they just got to fix that whole thing. I mean, Taylor gets two false starts. I mean,
oh my God,
the offensive line is getting blown up left and right. You know, here's the thing, and maybe you know y'all might think I need to get my head scanned.
I think that normally.
Yeah.
So
I don't think,
but for all
I'm
of
looking
us,
at, yeah, but I'm looking at Roger Saffold. And the money wise, I don't blame him. I mean, I blame the Titans. I mean, they chose to give him that money, and he took it. It ain't like he said, "Hey, listen, guys, I'm not worth it right now. So maybe you want to give me $30 million instead of $40-some million. I take that. I just don't want you to overpay for me." No, who's gonna say that? So I don't blame him from that standpoint.
I don't want you to overpay for me. Can you imagine? John Robinson goes, Rod, hey, Big Rog, we'd like to give you 4 years, $44 million. And Roger's like, I don't want you guys to overpay for me. I think you should probably offer me 36. Can you imagine?
I'm not going to say that he's a total bust. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say he's been a huge disappointment based on, you know, because everybody's expectation is tied to how much money they're making. If he was a, you know, $3 million guard, then people would say, hey, listen, you got what you pay for, $3 million, and he's performing at a $3 million level. But he's not. He's a closer to a $10 million guy. I'm not going to completely say he's a bust, but he's been extremely disappointing. Up until now, it's reminiscent to what the Titans did some years ago when they went out and got Sylvester Williams, and they paid him that money.
That was a bust from the second they signed him.
He was a huge disappointment. Well, Saffold has been sort of in that mode.
And that contract for Williams was much smaller. Like,
exactly.
Like 2 years, $16 million, I think, something like that, $18 million.
And it's been a disappointment. And how do you then get out of that disappointment if you're the Tennessee Titans? They can't. I think they continue to ride with him and hope that things get better. But I'm not going to sit. If he continues to play this way this season and then next season nothing changed, then I'm going to say it was a huge bust. Right now, I'm going to say, Roger Saffold, you have been a huge disappointment based on what you did in your years with the Rams. And, you know, you were on that Super Bowl team and you were one of the best guards in the National Football League. What you are now. is a huge disappointment. And if you think, Roger Saffo, you've been playing well, then you're sadly mistaken, because you have not been playing well. If you're a true competitor, like I believe you are, Roger Saffo, then you will look in the mirror and say, I am not playing up to the level that they're paying me, and I need to get better somehow, some way. Don't point the fingers at no one else, because we tried to point the finger at Taylor, said when Taylor comes back, you'll be better. You're not better. You need to get better. Can you get better? Yes, you can get better. But you have to in order for this team to move forward. So a lot of this lied directly on you. You're not a bust. I'm not saying you're a bust. But you have been a huge disappointment, Roger Saffo. And Taylor, you've been a disappointment from the standpoint of getting penalties you shouldn't get, holding calls, stuff like that. You should be over that now, Taylor.
Being suspended for four games.
You should be over that. You have been a disappointment too, Taylor. Taylor, you're not a you still, in my eyes, you still are one of the best left tackles in the National Football League. But for five games, you've been for two games, you've been a disappointment, and you need to get better.
615-737-1025. Joe is next on Morning Drive. Joe, you go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. You know, I agree with Derek there, but another disappointment is the front office and the coaching staff and everybody on that. Tennessee Titans football team program. Look, Marcus Mariota was probably one of the best talent that came out of the draft, in my opinion, okay, and in some others. And we have totally – that franchise has totally destroyed this guy's career. They have not put the infrastructure around him structurally, like coaches-wise. They have gone out. They've reached for people and have just busted on it. So this and I'm going to tell you one thing. The Titans are not going to make it to the playoffs this year. They're not going to go 8-2 for the rest of the season under Ryan Tannehill. Not going to happen. We're probably going to maybe win six games, but that's it. Maybe less. And I'll be surprised if we do that. And if I'm Amy Adams Strunk right now, I'm looking at John Robinson and I'm going, why did we fire Mularkey? We had a quarterback that was doing well. We won a playoff game. Why did we fire him? Why? I'll tell you why. Because we're stupid and we're reaching and we're wanting to go to win a Super Bowl without understanding that it takes time and development. It takes everything. It takes the infrastructure. It takes all of those things to build a good team, to take somebody like Marcus Mariota and develop him into a great quarterback instead of just changing stuff every year in and out because we don't like what we see. This is just a bad move on Mularkey. I mean, not Mularkey, on Vrabel. This is a bad move on Vrabel for sitting Mariota down. This is a bad move for John Robertson for firing Mularkey. And they have nobody to blame but themselves and not Mariota. And I'm going to tell you one other thing, and I'm going to get off. Bill Belichick will probably pick up Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
And we will see. We will see how great this guy really is and what it will take, what it means to have great infrastructure and great coaching behind you.
Can you imagine if Tom Brady announces his retirement in a year and a half and Marcus Mariota is named the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll win 10 games a year with Marcus. They'll be right back to winning the AFC East.
Either one of those quarterbacks. I bet you both of them are probably saying, "Man, if I can only get to New England next year."
It is important to understand that the brokenness with which Marcus Mariota is playing right now is some of that. A large part of it is on the organization. A large part of it's on the organization. He broke his leg against Jacksonville, and he has been. They have slowly and steadily eroded his ability ever since then. Some of that's on him. He's got to be mentally tougher. He's got to be more accurate, all the things that we talk about. But at the end of the day, he was a good player. He was a talented athlete. He was a productive, winning quarterback in the NFL. And now he is broken. And some of that, a large part of that, is on the organization.
737-1025. AG is next on Morning Drive. What's up, AG?
Yeah, but he was never a consistent, accurate thrower. And to hear everybody talking about an organization broke this quarterback is just sickening, though, because an NFL quarterback has to be resilient. That's one thing an NFL quarterback has to be. And also, everybody everybody calling for the heads of different people. I mean, the offensive coordinator, I believe he probably need to be replaced too. But with who? Can we start naming some names when we calling for people's heads? And also during progression, you're going to have some regression. And it just seems like a lot of radio personalities just reflect what the fans think. They so reactive. It's just getting hard to listen to those ears.
AJ or AG, I'll tell you this. You're 100% right on all of these things. You cannot operate in a vacuum. Fire coaches, fire GMs, get rid of quarterbacks, get rid of offensive linemen. You cannot operate in a vacuum on any of those decisions. You have to have a plan in place. So he's absolutely right. If you're gonna fire the head coach, you better have a head coach option that you think is better. And again, mostly talking about if you're John Robinson, right? Mm-hmm. If you're gonna fire the offensive line coach and you're Mike Vrabel, you better have an offensive line coach that you think is better ready to go. If you're gonna get rid of the quarterback, you better have a plan to replace the quarterback. Because, right, you were built to win today. You have a defense that is one of the best in the NFL, and you went out and spent money on two specific positions because you thought you could win today. You're going to waste the defense if you do not have a plan in place for all of these different problems that we're talking about. So AG's 100% right. You can't just, let's fire the offensive line coach. Now, the three of us are going to sit here and say, well, we don't know who Mike Vrabel would go hire as the offensive line coach because I don't study offensive line coaches in the NFL. Yeah. I know Russ Grimm's pretty damn good, but, like, it's just you have to have a plan in place, and that is a different discussion than who should start this week at right guard or who should start this week at quarterback. Those are different discussions.
615-737-1025. We'll come back, get more of your calls. This is Morning Drive live here on a Monday. We're back after this on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It is Morning Drive. We are live this morning from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Nick Braden, D-Mace, Marquise, 615-737-1025. Stick to sports coming up in just about 25 minutes. Right now, your Titans calls. And we go back to Steve here on Morning Drive. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of callers covered the topics I want to cover. But, yeah, you know, John's plan. I'm about sick of John. And Amy, that's her fault, too, for firing the playoff-winning coach. Because if you put a quarterback in this offense this year, he'd be sack drunk too. And I'm sick of the slogans, the big team, strong team, physical team. Man, John just wanted exalting power so he could run everything. You run the draft, and we go good to garbage. Now he's just throwing stuff against the wall and see what sticks, man. And I'm trying to figure out where the accountability lies. You go to the playoffs, you get fired. You single-handedly destroy the team, and you get your job and sip wine with the Bartolos in San Francisco.
Steve, I think you should do like a late night show for us.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to 102.5 The Game.
Like, here's why J-Rob sucks.
I love his voice, man. Listen, I think if you look at the body of work for John Robinson, and we've got a lot of time to do this, right? Like, we're going to do this for the next 10 weeks. Please help us. Pray for us. Thoughts and prayers. But I think if you look at the draft, and I was talking about this with somebody on Twitter yesterday, I think if you're going to critique John Robinson, number one, you start with Vrabel, right? Mm-hmm. The number one decision that you will evaluate John Robinson with is Mike Vrabel. The decision to move on from Mike Mularkey to Mike Vrabel, that's number one. Number two is, how do you build the roster? And from the day he took over a 2-14 team until today, this is the most talented roster I've seen for the Tennessee Titans in probably over a decade. Mm-hmm. So I think he has built the roster pretty well. There are individual decisions that are highly questionable. Roger Saffold is obviously at the top of that list. I think Benny Logan and Sylvester Williams, both on the defensive line, are huge questions. Malcolm Butler's turned into one of the better players on the defense. Mm-hmm. We were critical of that decision to give him big money last year at the start of the year. He's turned into one of the better players. Logan Ryan is a fantastic free agent signing. Kevin Byard and Jayon Brown are absolute steals in the draft. Rashawn Evans, Harold Landry, Corey Davis, A.J. Brown, Jack Conklin have all been very Derrick Henry have all been very productive, good quality pieces of this team. So there's plenty of good when it comes to the draft and building his team. The offensive line has been where he has whiffed, and he didn't draft Taylor Lewan. He did sign Ben Jones, but that was a stopgap because the team was garbage. Everybody he signed in the first year was good. Rashard Matthews was a good contract. They got value out of him. So this to me becomes about Vrabel. If Vrabel can find a way to convince, like, to motivate his team out of this morass that they are in on offense, then that's what we'll then evaluate John Robinson, right? It's no different than Philip Fulmer. We will evaluate Philip Fulmer based on what Jeremy Pruitt does. That's number one on Fulmer's resume. We will evaluate John Robinson based on what Mike Vrabel does. And so in year one, we were very positive about Mike Vrabel. He overcame a lot of adversity and got his team to within a quarter of the playoffs. This year, it hasn't happened. We have not seen. He's made bad decisions on field goals, on fourth downs, in opponent's territory. And clearly he is not getting his team to play prepared football because they were not prepared yesterday.
737-1025 is the number. Let's go to Cedric, who's next on Morning Drive. What's up, Cedric?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I agree with you guys that John Robinson has done a decent job bringing in talent, but I think that's on the defensive side of the ball. I think John Robinson struggles to identify true playmakers on offense, whether it's offensive line, guys on the outside, running back. I mean, Derrick Henry's had a good stretch, but the only true playmaker that he's brought in has been DeMarco Murray. That's really been a difference. I want to know who is the alpha male on that offense to get guys together. We hear leadership all the time, but I don't see, I mean, Derrick, tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't see a leader on that offense to hold guys accountable.
Delaney.
Is Delaney really a leader? I mean, I don't see him leading right now, and leaders lead when things are going bad. I haven't heard anything from Delaney Walker other than him criticizing a couple of guys, and that's not really leadership to me. I don't see it on the field. I want Derrick to tell me that I'm wrong here, but you see the leadership on the defensive side of the ball. You see those guys coming together. You see Logan Ryan. But you see that. I don't see that here. Now, as far as throwing out names for offensive coordinator, I said this back before. If with the young team that we have, I know Todd Haley's a jerk, but this team needs a jerk like that to get those guys to play football. And in 2 or 3 years, 4 years, when they're coached up, yeah, that may wear thin, go get somebody else. But this is a team that's undisciplined right now that lacks leadership on the offensive side of the ball. That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate the call, Cedric.
Here's the problem with the offense and the defense. On the defensive side, I think it's not a problem. Defensively, guys think different. And then you got on the defensive side, you have three guys on that defensive side of football that have won Super Bowls: Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, and Wesley Woodyard. Those three guys have won Super Bowls, and it might be a couple other guys that have won, but I think those are really the only three guys that have won a Super Bowl. So they can walk into that locker room and they can say and lead in a different way because they've been a part of winning teams. They've been a part of Super Bowl teams. So that those defensive guys look at those guys when things are sort of, you know, going astray or doesn't look as good. They look to those guys with leadership, and they look at them and they listen intently. And they react because they believe in what they say, because those guys have been to the pinnacle and not only been there, they've won Super Bowls. That brings a lot. Either if you've been to one or won one, that brings a lot of cachet to a locker room. So those defensive guys look at Ryan and Wesley and Butler different. When they say something, they like, yes, because they've been through it. On the offensive side of the ball, you have Roger Saffo, and he's not playing well. So who's going to listen to him? You got Taylor Lewan, but he's suspended. Who's going to listen to him? You got Delaney Walker. He's been to a Super Bowl, but they're not getting in the ball. And then he's been there a long time, so he's seen the ups and the downs. Are those young guys going to listen to him? And then you have the ultimate guy that has the ball in his hand every play, and he's mute. They have guys that have the potential to be leaders on that offensive side of the ball. But at this point in time, no one's listening to him because no one's playing well on the offensive side of the ball. And this offense is sort of like, well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to upset anyone. You know, I don't want to say that the quarterback's playing bad because I don't want to upset the quarterback. I don't want to say that the offensive line is garbage, right? Because I don't really want to upset anyone.
There's one guy that can do that. There's one guy that can go out there and do that.
I think Delaney's the one guy.
Well, Delaney's.
On the offensive side of the ball.
Earn that right. No, but Taylor Lewan is the one guy.
No, he can't.
But, and again, I think he's the one guy that if you were not suspended for four games, letting your team down this year, you would be the one guy that could go out there. You are the most vocal member of this entire organization. You are the face of the entire organization. You're the one with all the extra stuff going on. You're the guy who, and frankly, he's the one who spoke the most yesterday in the locker room, and I give him credit. He owned a lot of it yesterday. He owned his own play. He talked about the offense. He did not shy away from any questions yesterday. He took a lot of the blame on himself, and rightly so. But he is the most outspoken member of the offense. He's the largest personality. He gets paid the most money, and he plays a premier position. He should be the guy that is playing that role. And I imagine he does on the practice field. There's no results right now to show for it. And frankly, he's the one making mistakes right now. So it's hard to be the leader when you're the one also making mistakes.
There might lie the problem. Taylor Lewan is the face of this franchise.
And that's what I was just about to say. Here's the thing. Offensive linemen. The organization wants you. The best offensive linemen or offensive line, what they do is they don't say anything. They just do their job. They don't want the spotlight. They don't want to be talking in front of cameras. They don't want any of that stuff. They just want to go out there and do their job and do it well. They don't care to be the face of a franchise. That's not what they're here for. They're here to be role graders. We're here to maul people. We're here to set a tone. We're here to have fun amongst all five of us, eight of us, including the backup. We don't care about that other stuff. We don't want to be a face of an organization. Bruce Matthews never wanted to be the face of an organization. John Runyon, B-Hop, Zach, those guys didn't want to be the face of an organization. They just wanted to go out and maul people, destroy people, come back to the line of scrimmage and say, let's do it again. The mistake is that Taylor's the face of this organization, and that is completely wrong. I'm not saying Taylor's doing anything wrong, because he's not.
Aside from getting suspended for four games. If you're going to be a leader, you got to lead by example.
You got to lead by example. So. But the problem was when they made him the face of the organization. That's the problem. That they made him the face of the organization.
615-737-1025, the number. Stick to sports in just about 15 minutes. We will get one more segment of Titans calls when we come back. Couple of open lines for the first time in the show today. If you want to jump in, 737-1025. Back after this on Morning Drive. That is correct. Watching Titans football will drive you out of your mind. Because, seeing zeros put up on a scoreboard is riveting a way to spend your Sunday afternoon. 3 hours of your life that you'll never get back.
Never trust a failed screen pass and a smile.
Dude, your description of yourself, like curled up in the fetal position with a blanket,
yeah,
like a blankie and a bottle.
how I watched the game yesterday.
I almost got on a Twitter machine and just was like, I would rather gargle sulfuric acid right now than watch this. That's how bad it is.
The wife looked at me. She goes, you okay? You feeling all right? I go, yeah, and just watching Titans football.
That would put you in that.
Just a regular Sunday.
Yeah, yep. All right, let's stick to sports.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
Basically.
And stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
All right, D-May's Stick to Sports is brought to you by...
Good folks at Decorating Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. When you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces, request a complimentary appointment at DecoratingDen.com.
Number one.
All right, have you guys ever played like a prank on a friend?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a big prank?
A long time ago, I guess.
All right, so there was a prank pulled on a vegetarian, and she calls the cops on her friends after this prank because her friends, when she was drunk, fed her chicken nuggets. She's been a vegetarian for 10 years, and her friends thought it would be funny to Snapchat her eating chicken McNuggets as she is drunk. And obviously, and then they were kind of mocking her, doing fake crying, yelling, "Oh my God, the chickens!" And
well, here's what we have to do now: we have to take D-Mace out, get him drunk on Grand Marnier, go live on Periscope,
and feed him spam,
and give him spam and hot dogs.
that's pretty bad. And then the Snapchatting of the fake crying, and then the yelling, "Oh my God, the chickens!"
So was it actually chicken, or are they faking it and just trying to get her upset? Because the prank would be to fake it, right? And say, hey, we fed you the chicken McNuggets, but really it was just tofu.
No, it was really chicken.
So it wasn't really a prank.
That's not
y'all really
enough
just...
to call the police now.
That's the big question, though. Yeah. Is it enough for you to call the cops on your friends
no.
for feeding you chicken if you've been a vegetarian for 10 years.
What's the charge, officer?
Force feeding me chicken.
The officer shows up and goes, can you please be nice to each other?
Well, I think the charge was food tampering.
Okay, that
How
sounds like
they a, tamper with I, the food.
That sounds like it could be a thing, though. I don't know. That
now,
sounds like that
now
sounds like
the
a thing.
Problem you could have ran into. What if she was, you know, she had a reaction to the chicken and it wasn't a positive reaction?
Now, were these 100% authentic chicken nuggets, or did they have rib meat?
No, that's not
probably Tyson's. There's no frozen Tyson's.
Somebody show me the nugget on a chicken. Hold up a chicken and show me where the nugget is.
It's just a piece of meat that you cut.
It ain't there. Because it's not a real thing.
Pack it down.
There ain't no such thing as a real McNugget because it's a nugget. There ain't no damn nugget on a chicken.
Is there a
There's
knuckles.
A thigh, a leg, a breast, a wing, a neck, some gizzards. There ain't no nugget on that damn chicken.
That is a good question. What is the chicken? I always say chicken McNugget. The chicken nugget part of the chicken.
It's not real. That's what it is.
That's good, damn it.
Number two.
Chicken right. strips.
D-Base, you got some fresh shoes on today, man. You got some newspapers on there. What is that? So what
Jordan,
kind of Nike is those
I said
on?
I like
Jordan 1.
He doesn't wear anything but Jordan 1s.
You know, they got these little things on there. I don't know.
It's either Louis Vuitton or Jordan 1s.
Boom. So would you buy $1,400 of Jesus shoes? I just text you guys what the shoe looks like. They're called Jesus shoes, and they're made by Nike. They're Air Maxes. They actually include holy water from a priest that is on the sole, the bottom sole of the Nike shoe.
They're actually really good-looking shoes.
Don't be a sucker.
I wouldn't buy these shoes.
You don't think they look nice?
I mean, the shoe looked nice.
I would wear them.
They got holy water in them, man.
But I wouldn't buy
I don't even need the holy water.
Don't be a sucker.
You don't think that's a good-looking shoe, though?
No, it's not the debate. That's a fine-looking shoe.
I like the shoe.
But if you're going to charge me extra because some holy water's in there, I'd like to know what the holy water's going to do for me.
Exactly. And I'd like it in shoes blessed for free.
Yeah, and I'd like it in writing, too.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden my life is going to have some good fortune because I'm wearing holy water on my feet, I'd like that in writing, sir.
Are these shoes like the PF Flyers, like Benny the Jet Rodriguez wore in the Sandlot, where they can run higher and jump faster?
Of course.
Or run faster and jump faster?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
are
I didn't
they
try
the
these
shoes like Bow Wow wore higher. During his movie?
Like Mike.
Yeah, are they going to transform me into just an awesome runner?
I would like it in writing what the holy water will do for me, and if it doesn't deliver, I get my money back.
Maybe that can help me be a starting quarterback for the Titans. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Nothing can help you do that.
Can Marcus wear these shoes?
So instead of, you know,
the Air Max
97. Getting sacked, he can just jump over the offensive
exactly.
line.
Can Marcus wear
Jesus
these shoes or
really,
Tamarhan?
Are these really $2,200?
Well, they starting at $2,200.
Well, they're actually sold out now. And
some dummies bought these shoes for
America
over.
America is the land of sheep.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, whoever bought these shoes for this price, y'all dumb.
Bunch
I'm going to say
shit.
It right
Look,
now.
Look, I'm not going to lie, though. I saw a pair of shoes this weekend. They're coming to America like Jordans. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Giannis's shoe, but they're coming to America theme. They got like cheetah print mm-hmm. on the side of it.
Sign me up.
I'm signing. I'm getting those.
Cheetah James print. Earl That's Jones, baby.
That's a new thing. Well, it's not a new thing, but it's a thing now. Cheetah print, leopard print. Mm-hmm. Everybody wear.
Those are two different animals, I think.
Yeah, I know. But this the print.
But if I put them on,
more of a giraffe
but
guy.
If I buy the Coming to America shoes, if I put them on, I want somebody in the background to sing the Soul Glow theme song from Coming to America.
That is one of the greatest movies ever made.
It is.
I don't know, man. Jesus shoes might do something for you. The Pope picked the Saints to win yesterday. They went into Jacksonville and won.
Well, yeah. Hey,
I'm just saying. If you throwing that out
hey,
there.
Hey, listen, purchase these shoes for me and I'll wear them and I'll let you know.
Yeah? Yeah.
I'll let you know what they do.
Here's $3,000. What do I get in return?
What you got for
body of Christ, body of Christ, body of Christ.
All right. So a high school coach was caught on camera stealing money from his players' wallets.
Oh,
now, this coach, basically the 42-year-old coach, was arrested because their camera was caught on him grabbing money from the school's locker room. Now, mind you, if you're a coach and you're going to steal money, at least be a winning coach and steal money. This team is 1-6 of the season. He lost 54-14 to a team.
Well, that's why he's probably stealing the money. Y'all owe me.
That is terrible.
So
don't you ever say that again. That is terrible. A grown-ass man who steals money kids is about
just
as low as it gets.
Just a grown man stealing money. Somebody stealing money from somebody else, period, is bad.
But it's even lower when they're your children. Like, they're your kids that you are responsible for coaching. That is as low as it gets. You can ask Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf cleaned his life up because he was stealing pills from his own players.
Man.
And he went to prison for it, and that's what fixed him. He was like, oh, That's as bad as it gets. I need to fix myself. Man. And he fixed himself.
It doesn't cost a lot probably to be a high school coach in New Mexico.
It doesn't pay you much.
But, I mean, you don't have to steal money. Your players probably don't even have that much money to steal.
Exactly. They barely got money at all, and you taking what they got.
Pay what you owe.
Pay what you owe.
Oh, my God.
That's basically what he's saying. Pay what you owe. How much did he steal, did he say?
I didn't say how much he stole, but I can imagine.
Good riddance, man. That's as low as it gets.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're a losing coach especially, but any coach, no coach should steal. No coach.
I'm sort of losing doesn't matter.
But the losing makes it a lot worse. Like, not only are you losing, but you're stealing money from your players who probably don't have all that money to begin with.
No, what it sounds like is he's stealing money from his administration.
What if that player owed him money?
Oh, my God, stop.
Plot twist.
What are you talking about?
Ponzi schemes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what if one of his players would have taken his own squad plus 7.5 against the spread?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't cover. He had to pay it up.
Maybe what you owe.
Hey, maybe
some people set lines in high school football.
I'm just saying. Man. Hey, maybe Mike Vrabel should do that to Saffold. Just go in the locker room today. Like, you look at Saffold's pockets and be like, hey, man.
Pay what you owe.
Pay what you owe.
Give me my money back. There you go.
Is that it? We done?
Yeah, that's it. We got to go to dare.
Can we go home now?
No.
We still got one more hour to go?
We got to finish talking about Titans. Oh, we got to get our prayer talk here, too.
All right. Yeah, we'll actually deviate from the Titans for about a good 10 minutes. We will get to our buddy Darren McFarland. We'll talk about the Preds. They actually played on Saturday night, and they scored. I mean, they couldn't stop anybody, but they scored.
But that's the thing,
but that's
right?
That's a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll kick around a little Preds talk, and then we'll get back to the Titans in the final hour. Stay there. It's Morning Drive.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.